The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's how it sounded on the radio 70 years ago.
The Allied forces landed in France early this morning. I watched the first landing barges hit the beach exactly on the minute of H hour.
CBS correspondent Richard C. Hodlett, who is 96 now, and as his generation reaches their 80s and 90s, the Library of Congress is making sure their stories will always be there. More after this. Since 2000, the Library of Congress has sponsored the Veterans History Project, creating a library of letters, essays, mementos, recordings. They tell the stories that didn't make the news. PFC Jay Adams, whose job was to clear mines on Omaha Beach, saw that the landing ships weren't getting close enough. The equipment would roll off and just sink. So he complained to his officer, who took care of things the way you sometimes have to do in wartime.
So he said, "I'll take care of it." So he went up to see the captain, and he said, "You got to get him in there." To this day, I'm convinced that he pulled a gun on that ship captain to get him in there.
There was Leroy Bowen Jr., who joined up at age 16, lied about his age, but he grew up pretty fast as he and a buddy got their first view of the beach.
His impression was the darn beach is loaded with driftwood. But when we got to the beach, we realized it wasn't driftwood, it was all bodies.
But there were lighter moments, too. Marion Jones remembered landing on the beach as part of a group of nurses and getting into trouble with the Marines.
And we weren't moving fast enough to suit the Marines, and they told us to get going and didn't use very nice language. And then they saw the lipstick and saw we were women. And then we had all the help we needed and then some.
You listen to the stories and it reminds you these were all ordinary people who came together at a moment in time to do an extraordinary thing. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.